Okay, we're on Hey Omed Aleph at the top. Gemara is still discussing the brises of Avoshi and Rebchia. Avoshi says that there are Shloshasar Avos Nezikin, he adds 9, and Rebchia has 24. So in Rebchia's 24 is Edom Zomimin. Right, so Gemara says that our Mishnah doesn't include things that are knas. Gemara says Edom Zomim, the Mamonahu Lishmeg. Edom Zomim is Mamon, it's Machlokas. But according to the Man Yomer, it says Mamon, what is in our Mishnah? Savarlok Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Edom Shalman Api Atzma. Our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that Edom Zomim don't pay Api Atzma. In other words, a knas. Gemara says, "E sover like Rabbi Akiva, listen a trei gavni shor." If that's the case, then let it say two kinds of shor, because Rabbi Akiva differentiates between shor shehizik adam and shor shehizik shor. Gemara said before that there's no difference between them in payment, so therefore it didn't mention them as two separate things. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a difference, right? The shnan Rabbi Akiva omer. Af tam shechavol ba'odim mishalim b'moser nezik sholim. A tam only pays chatzin nezik if it damages another shore, according to Rabbi Akiva. But a shore that damages a person pays nezik sholim even the first time. So Mara says, no, ha'tavri Rabbi Akiva gzizeh. He already beholds that a tam that damages a person pays nezik sholim, but it doesn't pay nezik sholim min ha'aliyah. It only pays nezik sholim migufo. So it's partly similar to a tam that he is ashore and partly not. Tanya, so Rabbi Hatavi, Rabbi Akiva, Lekziza, Rabbi Akiva let hold of his grip on this. Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yochalaf, Tam Shechovah Baad Mishal Min Aliyah, Tam Ben Lomer Yeosha Lo Migufo Mishalim Ve'em Mishalim Min Aliyah. That the even a tam, according to Rabbi Akiva, that he damages a person, pays Nezik Shalim, and only pays Migufo, so it never really pays, or it's possible never really pay the full amount. So it's not that much different than Shor Shehizik Shor, therefore it doesn't mention as two. Rashi. Elim Zomim de Mamonahu, the Cholam Shalim Yosra Amanashi Hizik, Kigon Kefil, the Tashlume Arbova Chamisha, Kori Knas, Kidl Kamon. A Knas is where you pay more or less than you damage. Kigon called over Kotsuva Omra Torah, anything that has a set amount that doesn't fluctuate by how much the actual damage was. Kigon chamishim shal ones umafate umeo shemotzi shemra kulo haviknasa of a midiachrina mamona. Edom Zomim pay according to what they wanted to damage. So lechor it's mama. Sover lo Rabbi Akiva. Dom reseches makos apirakama. Edom Zomim mishalman api atzman. Edom Zomim pay on their own admission. What does that mean? Kigon im huzim a beizin ze. They became zomim in one beizin. Velo hispik baldin lahamidam bedin ulatovan. The Baldin now wants to get his money from these Edom Zomim. He didn't have a chance to get his money in this Beis Din. And they went to another place. They went to Beis Din and said, we admit we're Edom Zomim and we owe so-and-so money. The Amru who's moon of a Beis Din, Yoshua Ploni, Paturi. So Rabbi Akiva holds their potter now to pay. Alma Knosser who molded the Knas potter. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Edom Zomim is a Knas and molded the Knas is potter. So Mara says, no, but if he's also going to Rabbi Akiva, listen to Trey Gavnei Shor, follow Rabbi Akiva, Yeshulik bin Tashlum Shor Shor, the Azik Shor, Lo Mishalem Elechatzin Ezek, with Tashlum Eshor, the Azik Odom, the Sinan the Kamon, the Perakameniach, Esakad, Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Moser, in Chaval Odom, Beshor, Tam, the Tam, the Odom, the Shomu Bezim, Chavola, Shechaval Shor, Be Odom, Yosim, the Chavola, Shechaval, Ha Odom, Beshor, Mishalim Balashor, also Odom. That the Gemara is speaking of a case where a person damaged somebody's shore and the shore damaged him back. So we cancel out the damages, but whatever is more that the shore damaged the person, they has to pay full damages for that. He loosened up his grip. Doesn't pay min aliyah. Comes out, you don't actually pay Nezek Shalom, you only can't pay more than the shore is worth. So therefore it doesn't mention two kinds of Nezek, Shor Shehizik Adam, Shor Shehizik Shor, even according to Rabbi Akiva, because they're not that different. Mara says, Ha'ones v'hamefat v'amotzi shemra d'mamonahu, there is mamonis v'knas, you also have to pay mamon. So lishne, let it mention those mamon of onus, mafate, and moshi shemra. So it says manifshach. In nezek tonile, if we're talking about the nezek that he caused, so it says already the nezek. Itzar tonile. You already said nezek tzar rishbu shevis and boshes. I boshes tonile. I pegam hainu nezek. And the pegam, that she's not worth the same anymore on the marriage market, is also nezek. So ma'is l'chlemeimer knasa. What's the only thing it didn't mention is the knas. The knasa l'chlemeimer, like we said, they're not mentioning. We're not talking about knas. Hametame v'hamedamei v'hamenaseich d'mamonahu. L'chor metame b'damei menaseich is mamon. Right, because you pay according to what you damage. Listen, let it say in the Mishnah. Manavshach. I hezek sheno nikur shmei hezek katoni le'nezek. If hezek sheno nikur is nezek, so it's nezek. He mentions it nezek. He has exchained on nikkur losh me hezek habile knaso b'knaso lokamayri. If hezek shein on nikkur is not considered nezek, and really you shouldn't pay anything, because all these things the hezek is not noticeable. Mami something you can't see the difference in it. Medameya menasek, it all looks the same. So it's a machlokas whether hezek shein on nikkur is considered hezek, and you have to pay nikkur adin, or since it's not noticeable, it's not considered nezek, and you pay only as a knas. So if hezek shein on nikkur is hezek, it's nezek, and it's mentioned in the Mishnah. And if what's it called? It's and if it's knas, so we're not talking about knas. So leimuk sover b'chia hezek shein on nikkur lo shmei hezek, dini shmei hezek hotoni le nezek. So let's say b'chia, who counts these things and also says nezek, so he obviously holds that these things are not pure nezek; they're knas. Mar says no. Tana hezek de minkur of a tana hezek la minkur. It's possible that he holds Reb Chia that hezek shein or nikur is nezek, and it still said two kinds of nezek: nezek that's noticeable and nezek that's not. Rashi, onus mafata de mamonahu shechamishim kesef levad had a knas. Only the 50 shekel is a knas. Ava yesh bo pgam sheshova achshav pachas miyikara kinor b'ksubas uboshes de mamonahu. There's other tashlumen you have to pay from onus and motzi shemra besides the knas. Monefshach mishum ma'is rechle lemishne imishum tzar tonile. It said nezek tzar sheves uboshes midameya ma'arif truma im chulin. Midameya, we mix truma with chulin shalchadero the hash the mazmin ubezol. Now he has to sell it to a kohen cheap. If he shein yochla ochlu el a kohen, his chulin before were worth a lot more. Now they're worth less because you can only sell it to a kohen, because only a kohen can eat it. So the kohen's going to pay you less for it. That amount is nezek. Menasech shenisech yain chaderu l'avodizora v'asro b'hanoa. He asked his friend's yain by pouring it to avodizora. Hoel v'ovid b'maisa b'gufe d'yayin. Normally we say a person can't asser somebody else's thing, but here he did it with maisa. Just like you can make somebody's chol of asr by cooking it with meat, you can make his yayin asr by doing a maisa to it. Sheino nikkur kagon hochadein hen nezik nikkur besocha peros lo chosulu. Here it's hezik sheino nikkur. Says machlokus whether hezik sheino nikkur is nezik or not. If it is, so it already mentioned nezik, and if it's not, then it's a knas. Mor says lembe kisover apchia lo shmei hen nezik mishum de knasu tani velo havi bechlal ovis reboshia. Right, Reb Chia mentioned these things because he holds that they're not included in nezek. So Mara says, no, it's lav dafka. Could be one that tell you two kinds of nezek: nezek that's nikkur and nezek that's not. So Mara says, bishlam alatana didan tana minyana muted raboshia. Our tana said arba avos to exclude the ones of raboshia, and surely the ones of Reb Chia. Raboshia tana minyana muted Reb Chia. Raboshia said 13, and not the ones that Reb Chia said. Why did Rabbi Chia say 24? What does it come to exclude? Only 24. Lamute moser umafagil. Two other things that I might think are considered as avos nezikin, and they're not. Moser and mafagil. Mer says velishne. Why not? Why didn't he say them? Moser is where you give your money over to a goy, another person's money over to a goy. You show the goy where the money is, and he goes and steals it. And mafagil is where a kohen is makriv shlomim l'shem chatos, or chatos l'shem shlomim, passels the carbon. And if he doesn't passel the carbon, you have to bring another one. So bishlom mefagil b'kotchim l'komairi. Mefagil didn't mention, because not talking about kotchim. That only applies to kotchim. We're not talking about nezikim that only apply to kotchim. Ela Moser my time alone. Tani Shani Moser Didibura Lokamairi. Moser is only with words. He didn't do any damage with any action. He only told the Goy where the Jew's money was, and then you cause a damage only through speech. And we're not talking about things that are damaged through speech. Moser says, Vahamoshi Shemra Didiburahu Buktani. It says Moshi Shemra. That's only Dibur. Moser says, Dibur, this be mice over there. You had to be boil. Couldn't just say what's said. I was boil my wife and I found she wasn't a basula. So it had to be through a mice. It's not only Stam Dibur. Moser says, Vah Adam Zomim Dibur, the less be mice. Adam Zomim, they only are mazik with their Dibur. There's no mice at all. Right? Uktani. Hasum Afagav, the less be mice. Rachmana Kari mice. But the Torah called Adam Zomim Maisa. Dichsiva, Sisam Lokash, Zomim Las, Osliochiv. Torah called the Dibur of Adam Zomim Maisa. Rashi, Elamin Yonad, Rabchil, Mute Mai, the Lomachshiv Bahadaya, what's not included in the 24? Moser Malshin, Shemoser Momin Chadeir, Lobiko Chavin. Umefagil, Kohen, Sheshochet, Korbanoshel Israel, Chatos, Lashum Shlomim, Deina Korban, Ola, Lachovis, Bailov, Sorech Acher. Over here, Lomachshiv, your Makrova, Chatos, Lashem Shlomim, not only do you have to bring another one, the carbon's puzzle. Chatos shalol lishma is puzzle. Other carbono shalol lishma, they're kosher, but they're not ola lebailam l'shem chova. The bailam has to bring another carbon. It's a very difficult Rashi over here. Mestama, the gears has to be different. It's not chatos l'shum shlamim, but ola l'shum shlamim, or something like that.
What can be regular normal people?
What?
What can be normal
people? Or regular people, yeah, it could be not the shalol lishma. Could be that too, in a chanami. There's a lot of diyun over here in the Pnei of Shua, but I didn't have a chance to look into it. Okay. V'lishnei l'Reb Chiya hai Moser, right? She says no, he didn't want to say it because it's only dibur. Motzi shemra dibur this be ma'isa be'ila. You had to be boel in order to be motzi shemra. Okay. Bishlam l'tana didon tana avos mechlal dika toldos. Our tana said avos because they're toldos. El Rab Chi of Raboshia Ovos Mechlav Dika Toldos told us Mainia, what are the toldos of all these 13 and 24? Ravo Okulan Ka Ovos Ashalni Natav. No, they're Ovos, they're like Ovos Nazikin, not that they're Ovos that have toldos. Here the reason it calls them Ovos is because they're all similar, that they pay the Shalami Natav. That if you pay land, you have to pay the best land. My timer, how do we know that these things you have to pay the best land? Asya tachas nesina yishalim kesef. Rashi explained, we use one of these words for exerishove to tell me that they're all the same. That when where the Torah says that when you pay for nezek, the meitav haaretz, these things as exerishove on all of them to include them also. Rashi nechlal diika toldos kin mefarshin leil lechol chad v'chad negif on the shicha the keren nischachav lanosel the toldos shein v'chein kula. So where are the toldos of these avos? He says, no, it's not called avos to tell me there's toldos. They're called avos to tell me that they all pay metav. Tachas nesina, the bekulok shiv o tachas, the gavin tachas mishor muad, by shor muad, right? We know he pays him metav. The shiv be shor tachas ashor. Ma hosumi metav, the gomer mishen varegel. Karen, we learn from shen varegel. The shiv be metav, sodeu. Right there it says, beferish metav sodeu. So Karen, we learn from shen varegel. And we learn what's it called, anyone that it says tachas from shore, because it says tachas ashore, and the other ones say tachas, so xerishava, that those also pay metav, afkan metav. Shimbol shalim karkel anizik mishvil hazeko not biumino idis. That if you have to, you want to pay land, you have to pay the best quality land. O nesina, or it says nesina by these things. The gomer nesina mishor shenoga chaso evit. By Shor Shenoga Cheso Eved, it says Dichsi Be Yitain Ladonav. So we learn Nesina Yitain, from the other ones where it says Nosan. O Yishalim, or it says by all of these, some of them it says Yishalim. The Gomer Mishen Varegel Dichsi Meitav Karmo Yishalim. O Kesef, or it says the word Kesef. The Gamri Mibor Dichsi Be Kesef Yashiv Lebalov. The Arba Ovos Gemire Kulo Mishen Varegel. Right, all of them we learn from Shein and Regel. So the Arba Avos we learn Meitav from Shein and Regel, where it says Beferish Meitav. The other ones B'Shomer Chinam Ksiv Ashir Shir Elokim Yishalim says the word Yishalim. So like we said, wherever it says Yishalim, we learn from what's it called from Shein and Regel, where it says Meitav Karmo Yishalim. B'Shoel Ksiv Balav Einimo Shalim Yishalim. B'Nosei Socher Ksiv Imgonav Yigonav Mimo Shalim Yishalim. Socher Einu Kosu B'Torah. The Socher, a renter, is not written in the Torah. Avaldino Kenosei Socher. He has the same din as a Shomer Socher. B'Nezek D'Chovel B'Chadero Ksiv Nesina. Ken Yinosein Bo. Right? And that we learn from what's it called from Ishashu Yitein Mumba Miso Ken Yinosein Bo. That's where you know you have to pay. It says the word nosan, and that we learn from bor. Yeah. Nesina, nesina, mishor shenogach. No, by evet, shor shenogach so evet, which is one of the avos nezikim, which we learn from each other that it pays meitav. Bitzar ksi pesa tachas pesa. So there we know the tachas from what's it called from tachas hashor, right? Beripui v'sheves k'siv nesina shifto yitain, right? Same thing is over there. We what's it by shor shenoga cheso evin. So again, we learn it from tachas. Right? That's only for the inui. Mashma, there's other things to pay too. Since by Chovel Ba'odam it says the word Tachas, we learn all five things from that one Tachas. B'tashlume Kefel Ksiv Yishalim Shnayim. This is Yishalim. B'tashlume Arva Chamisha Ksiv Chamisha Boker Yishalim. The Karen Degana Bichlal Kefel. Right? The Karen, in other words, the original amount that he stole is part of the Kefel. You have to pay double, so you have to pay one time to pay double. U'vegezel Ksiv Nesina V'nosan Asher Oshem Lo. Beidim zonim ksibu nefesh benefesh. The commander ksib tachas. Nefesh benefesh. Just would say nefesh tachas nefesh. Ba'onis umafata umotzi shemra ksib kesef. V'nosin lavi anara chamishim kesef. Therefore it says kesef yoshiv labayrov was by board. Hainu onis umafata kesef yishko kamara besulos. V'motzi shemra v'onshu also mea kesef. Metame medamea menasech b'chlal mesekein. V'nezek ksib beitachas. So therefore, all of them have one of these words that connected to one of the arba avos where you pay meitav. Here also you pay meitav, and that's why it's called an av, in order to what's it called to make it pay. That's just like the other avos that it pays meitav, not because they have told us. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.